KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity will be scrutinized today by the nation's highest court.
The Supreme Court hears arguments over whether Trump can be prosecuted in his federal election interference case stemming from the January 6th riot. Trump argues he has absolute immunity over criminal prosecution for any official acts as president. The Supreme Court's decision could have implications on some of Trump's other cases as well.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Longtime Democratic Representative Donald Payne Jr. of New Jersey died Wednesday after a heart attack that had left him hospitalized. Payne was 65. Democrats in his district will name a replacement to run for the seat in November. Her relatives say 74-year-old Ann Mayers, charged in an armed robbery at a credit union in southwest Ohio last week, is the victim of an online scam and may have been trying to solve her financial problems. This is ABC News. Taking effect in 6 months, new rules for airlines.
Full cash refund if a flight is canceled or if it's delayed over 3 hours on a domestic flight, not just a flight credit like some airlines like to do. And if you pay bag fees and the airline doesn't deliver the bags within 12 hours, they're going to have to give you your bag fees back. If you pay for onboard internet and it doesn't work, they're going to have to refund you. If you pay for, say, first class and get downgraded, they're going to be forced to return that money.
ABC's Alex Stone, an industry group, says this will only confuse customers. Retirement? That's something mom and dad did.
About a quarter of respondents age 50 and older to an AARP survey who are still working say they don't plan to ever quit. Some say they enjoy their jobs and they see no reason to leave them. But almost three quarters of respondents say they're worried about prices rising faster than their income.
ABC's Daria Albinger. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win a sloppy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were errors and bad plays from both the crew and the Pirates, but the Brewers held on for a 3-2 win at PNC Park. In the ninth inning, Joey Weimer missed catching a pop fly to shallow left after a mix-up with shortstop Willie Adames. Manager Pat Murphy, not happy.
If the left fielder gets involved and opens his mouth, it's his ball, 100%. I don't know exactly what happened, but I know that Weimer was right there to catch it. So if you're right there to catch it, you catch it. Willie did everything right there, and Weimer let it drop. So it's his error.
NBA, the Bucks and Indy getting ready for game 3 against the Pacers. That playoff series tied up one game apiece. The tip-off time, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. NFL draft tonight. The Packers with the 25th pick overall in the first round. Many experts think Green Bay will take defensive back Cooper DeJean from Iowa. Is he a safety or a corner?
I think he can do both. I think he's very versatile that way. His ability to take the ball away is very impressive.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan, weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, and Brewers tickets. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Extravaganza. Once again, broadcasting live, a block away from the Capitol. It's quiet there, and we like that.
The less they do, the better off we are.
Until we get the election over with, and hopefully there'll be fewer MAGAs walking around that Capitol, destroying the woodwork in there, and,
destroying the woodwork? Not being kind to the place? Really? You don't clean up after
themselves? Yeah, they like to put their name and everything.
What? Are they even carbon worse emissions than us about rearranging the furniture and making a mess and spilling things everywhere?
Yes. Oh. Yes, they're even worse.
So we have to rearrange the furniture every day here.
Well, I know. Yeah. I know.
I think Jorge had his show here last night, right? It's Wednesday night, so he has a kind of a rave music show.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. It's a cold day. We got a freeze warning in effect this morning, John.
This shouldn't happen. Right. I mean, we had all this warm weather in February, where I expect it now.
Yeah.
Because of climate change, I'm expecting all the seasons to change just a little bit now. And I'm disappointed when it returns to its normal level.
Yeah. Well, it's 35 degrees. And do we have the weather roulette wheel to guess the high temperature for today?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do that. All right. Let's get ready to spin the wheel. Here we go. All right, see what the high temperature today will be. Again, more accurate than all the TV weather people put together.
It works so nice, too.
It does, yeah. It's going to be 59 degrees for high today.
Wow.
And sunshine, so not bad today.
Is it accurate? Do we know?
Of course it is. We've been tracking the accuracy, and it's right on every day.
Well, I'm not surprised.
You can depend on it.
Yeah.
We're working for you. Coverage you can count on.
Since we had a little maintenance done, I just wanted to make sure that it was done well and accurately.
It's all tweaked and ready to go. Yep. So here it is Thursday. We had a great day yesterday at the Short Stack Eatery. We had Zenon joining us, our 14-year-old cub reporter. Did an excellent job.
As usual, yes.
Yeah. So. I hope he shows up every week. I don't know if that's possible.
Wow. Okay. A lot on his dad. I'm man.
We didn't get a chance to talk to his dad. I waved at him once, but I wanted to talk to him. But then we were, kind of.
He was probably freaking out that they were so late for the bus.
He seemed like he was ready to go. Yeah. Before the end of the show.
So take it easy. Show up when he wants. That's all. Should I tell everybody? I guess, Brittany Merlot is trying to get her weather roulette wheel.
Brittany Merlot is?
She is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's
envious. Very
yeah, behind the scenes, and I heard, you know, people are saying.
She's wondering how we're so accurate every day, and you know, she just wants another weather instrument in her weather lab.
Has she heard about the lottery balls yet?
No.
Oh, we can't let her know about those.
Yes. Oh, we got to bring those back. Yeah.
Not bring them back. We have them in the back.
Okay.
We should just roll it out here. You know, kind of rotate them every once in a while, right?
Okay. That's a good idea. Yeah. Why not? Should we check out the National Day calendar? You ready to do that yet?
Yes.
What if we said no, Gordon?
Oh, well,
you put so much work into this part.
Pete Schwab
has
kind of taken it over now.
I know.
So
he's stealing your stuff.
But that's fine. There's plenty for everybody. I don't care. But, you know, we got to talk to him about this and, you know, straighten it out.
Well, he's going to be in town next week, I hear.
I know. So let's just drop by unannounced. I hate setting up appointments. Let's just show up.
You know, then he can bounce whoever he has set up as a guest.
Right. I thought you were going to say he's going to bounce us out of there.
No.
Because he goes with high security wherever he goes.
Oh, yes, so, that's true. Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Anyway.
Very tight security.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, we can start the National Calendar Day thing that you have.
There you are.
With the fake day that you've created.
No, okay. Yeah, we'll decide which one of these does not belong.
All right.
All right, ready? Hit the music.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
What is it today? Is it Hug a Plumber Day? Is it... Is it or is it not? I got the wrong mouse here. National. Is it National DNA Day?
You got the wrong mouse.
What in the world is so funny? Jeez, John.
See, we have two mice on the table over here. Now, usually I forget my mouse. Yeah. You know, I can't keep track of my mouse. Sounds like a personal problem, I know. But today I brought the mouse. Yeah. I have it. And then I grabbed the station mouse that's connected to a completely different computer.
I thought it was just a nice aside. That's all. Yeah. Just a little behind the scenes.
Let's get
stuff
back on track here. Put the music back on. Sam, geez. Okay, dude, let's start over. National Hug a Plumber Day. Is it that? Or is it National DNA Day? Who cares? I don't.
God.
Is it National Walkie Talkie Day?
You want me to like clap for each one of these things?
National Teach Children to Save Day.
Oh, boy.
Here's a few more. National Telephone Day. Is it National Zucchini Bread Day or National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day? Which day does not belong in that group?
Wait a minute. You just had Take Your Daughters and Son to Work Day yesterday, didn't you?
No.
I think he accidentally...
Did I have the wrong day?
No. You had the right day, but it puts the days for tomorrow below the ones for today. Oh. So he just kept reading all of them.
Wait a minute. I missed a few, actually, for today, but they weren't on the big list. So that's all right.
It's not Zucchini Day. Let me just take a shot at that.
No, you're wrong. That's all wrong. Right. Sam, do you care? You know, we're paying attention.
I don't think it was walkie-talkie day.
You're right. It's not walkie-talkie day. You get a shiny new dime. Put it on the tab. But it is National Telephone Day. We'll get to that in a moment. First, Hug a Plumber Day. Yeah. It's National Hug a Plumber Day. You ever hugged your plumber?
Oh, yeah. After I ran out the big check, I always hug them.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
They deserve the credit.
You deserve a big check.
Yeah. It recognizes those who come into our rescue, into our houses and rescue us when pipes leak or drains are clogged. If you don't know what a plumber is, that's what they do. Plumbers have kept the water flowing since ancient Rome.
Wow,
they had
plumbers
back then.
Yeah.
Whether it's a minor leak to fix a major clog, a plumber has the right tool for the job, it says here. They also help us install the right pipes and we know what plumbers do.
Yes, what the heck, you know? I've got a pipe down in my basement. You know, I've shown the plumber this.
Yeah.
Every new plumber that comes in, I always show them this pipe. It's a trap of some sort. Who knows what it is? And they act like that too.
They go,
I don't know what it is. And then this one guy though, really didn't want to do the job at all.
No,
he said, "Oh, you just got to take this out, and then you got to tear the wall apart here to see what pipes come from what area." And I'm thinking, you're making this up. I know a little bit about plumbing. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
But anyway, that's my story of plumbing.
Okay. I don't really have a plumbing story that recently. Sam, you have something?
At my family's cabin, we had to put in like a new shower faucet one time.
Yeah.
There used to be a hardware. It's up in Mercer, Wisconsin. There used to be a hardware store in town, but it closed down. Now the closest hardware store is in Minocqua, which is like 40 minutes away.
Wow.
And we kept buying the wrong parts to hook this thing up.
It's hard to go back and forth like Menards or Home Depot.
Right, right. So like a 20-minute job turned into like a 4-hour job. That's how it goes.
A nightmare.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. It's National DNA Day. This is the day that DNA was discovered on April 25th, 1953.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. Nice. We need that.
James Watson and Francis Crick formally announced their discovery of deoxybonucleic. You know what it is, Sam?
Deoxyribose nucleic acid.
Why? How do you know this?
What the hell?
I taught it in science class.
Did you do well in science and chemistry?
Apparently, if you remember that name.
Wow. Say it again.
Deoxyribose nucleic acid.
What's going on?
Look at the guy's head.
What's
it? He's got something on top of it.
He just walked out of frame. I was going to throw the street cam on.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Got some early morning joggers out there, and the guy was wearing a weird hat. Squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel.
Shiny object. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Oh, let's get back on track. I don't know if that's possible DNA. At this point. Okay, DNA. Do you really want to know? Fast forward to 1990 when scientists from around the world came together to begin mapping the human genome. Genome, yeah. Known as the Human Genome Project. They were big, you know, around the Pink Floyd time.
Yes.
They were the Human Genome Project.
Yes.
They put out 3 or 4 albums and got nowhere. Approximately 2,000 scientists in 6 countries set to work mapping the new nucleotides. Help me out, Sam.
Nucleotides.
Okay.
Yeah.
In human DNA. What is a nucleotide?
It's a combination of nukes.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it, John. No, okay. It's so like DNA, it's like the spiral ladder like thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like one of the little segments on that ladder.
All right, don't touch me. Okay, next. It's a little too close for comfort in the studio. It really throws me when you're
in
our elbows.
In the camera frame here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. It's all about who's watching us, right? There's like 3 people on Facebook that are watching you, me, and Sam. That's all watching. Okay.
Well, Sam tries to stay off.
He tries to stay out of it, but we drag him into it. National Teach Children to Save Day. What's that about? Teaching kids to save
That's
is
it.
An important That's thing. And, you know, bankers across the country volunteer every year to teach children to save.
Oh, yeah, at their banks.
Yeah, at their banks.
Sounds a little commercial to me.
They don't go out to the schools usually, but developing these habits at a young day creates a foundation for a lifetime of saving.
Great, fantastic.
Yeah, start saving now because, there'll be no money left by the time you get older.
I like credit unions a little bit more.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, after the Great Recession, where the banks tanked the entire economy, global economy at that, I decided that a credit union is the place to be from now on.
Okay.
But it's just a personal thing.
Okay.
There are a lot of good banks out there.
There are.
Local banks.
This is, let's skip ahead to National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. They do this once a year. Now,
they
used to be just, they'd be one or the other. Take your son to work day, take your daughter. Now
they had
combined
separate
it
days,
all.
Didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the old days. Yeah. But now they've combined it all. Take your kids to work day. We should have brought our kids to work.
Yeah, we should have. I should have gotten them both up.
Yeah, my son lives in Indiana, so it would have been, that would have been troublesome. But yeah, maybe next year we'll do
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
I can send him a StreamYard link still, Gordy.
Oh, well, we could. Yeah, wake him up. All right.
Yeah, Brett's still up. He send him a link.
Really? He's up all night?
Yes.
18 minutes past the hour and coming back with a look at the history books.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety.
What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
So many calls like that myself.
Pick up that telephone.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The Lonely Guy.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie, The Lonely Guy?
No, I haven't.
No, who's in that? I don't know that
movie. It's great. It's great.
Yeah?
I can't remember. The guy with the arrow through his head.
Steve Martin?
Steve Martin.
Oh, I don't remember that Steve Martin movie.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah, Lonely Guy?
Yeah, it's... In fact, it's one of the best movies. It really is.
Well, we'll have to check that out. Okay. We're playing telephone line there by ELO because it's National Telephone Day, John.
Yeah.
On April 25th, we observe National Telephone Day. Why would we do that on April 25th?
Yeah, why would that happen?
Well, who invented the telephone? You know this.
Alexander Graham Bell.
You are correct,
I went to his junior high school.
Did you?
Yes.
It was named
he
after...
He had a whole bunch of junior high schools throughout the nation, and I went to one of them.
Ah. Well, the whole world knows Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Had his attorney been delayed by foul weather or poor planning, the answer might be a different name.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Because Marcellus Bailey... On February 14th, 1876, one of Bell's attorneys, he rushed into the U.S. Patent Office in Boston to file the patent that would be for the telephone. Later that same day, Elisha Gray filed a patent caveat for a similar device. A caveat is an intent to file for a patent.
Oh, okay.
They both filed them the same day. But Bell submitted his record first. The patent office awarded it to Bell, and that was March 7th, 1876. 1876,
wow.
Yeah.
Imagine if she had won the patent.
Right.
How would that have gone?
I don't know.
What's your name again?
Alicia. Hang on.
Let's get...
Alicia Gray.
Alicia Gray.
I believe it was a guy named Alicia Gray.
Oh, it was a guy named Alicia? Okay.
Gray. The Gray Company.
The Gray. You remember the first words spoken into the telephone by his assistant? I forget his assistant's name. I've lost.
Watson, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
Watson. That's right. Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you. Those were the first words in the telephone. Okay. How to observe national... No, we don't care. Yeah, salute your telephone if you have one at home.
Well, they've changed dramatically. It's not like we have the old telephone to dial up. Again,
I'm not even sure if there's a real telephone in the entire building, except for the one that answers our phone calls here in the studio.
This is even an internet phone. It's not like hardwired into an actual phone line.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to observe National Telephone Day, here's the way to do it. Celebrate the day by calling someone and telling them Happy Telephone Day. Just call up a random friend or
Don't do that.
Share your vintage telephone pictures.
Obnoxious friends.
Share your telephone pictures on social media. Really?
Telephone pictures?
Try making a call with a rotary phone. Have you seen the videos of, you know, when they hand a rotary phone to young kids?
I was just about to ask you guys about this.
I have not seen that. No.
And they don't have any idea how to run a rotary telephone.
I missed that video. I'd love to see that.
Completely clueless. Yeah. They don't have any idea what the dial is for. They're playing with it. They're like, huh, what does this do?
Wow.
Yeah. All right. That's it for National Telephone. Open the history book and see what's in it there, Sam.
Let's take a look here.
All right.
We don't have John with his papers ruffling to make the book opening sound today.
We have to do that.
Here, we can fake it. Here.
You guys should be Foley artists now. That's great.
Yeah. I love Foley artists. I love sound effects.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Good stuff. All right.
Going way back.
Yeah, okay.
You know the book Robinson Crusoe?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the first classic English novels published today, 1719.
All right.
Quite old.
Okay.
1792.
Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about
no,
that.
No. Let's talk
French
about
Revolution.
It. Yeah.
The first guillotine was built.
Wonder who had the... Yeah, I mean, what was the idea? How did they workshop that? Let's have something that'll make it fast and bloody.
Yes.
Build a guillotine. A big, great big blade, and gravity will, you know, just chop their heads off.
Do you know the last year that the guillotine was used in France?
No. When?
It's a lot more recent than you'd probably expect.
1952.
1977, the same year Star Wars came out. Yeah.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Why?
In France?
Yep, in France. It was the last time used for execution.
Okay, let's move on. All right. It's kind of gruesome.
It's a little down. 1960.
Kind of a downer.
little much for a morning. 1961.
I want to talk about
the first patent.
I did not want to talk about that.
Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
1961, the first patent was issued for what would become an integrated circuit.
Hmm.
So... Okay. Computer chips, but not necessarily for computers.
It's kind of like transistors.
Yeah, transistors are what preceded this, but it's like transistors plus a bunch of other things all on one little chip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. 61.
Yeah, the first time they actually successfully made one was 1968, but they patented the design in 61. I thought this was a cool bit of history. I hadn't heard about this before researching yesterday. In 1983, Soviet leader, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, Yuri Andropov.
Andropov.
Yeah.
Close.
There you go. Let me know if you guys are familiar with this. Mm-hmm. He wrote a return letter to a fifth grader in the United States who had reached out and asked him about the Soviet Union and nuclear war and stuff like that.
Right.
And he wrote a letter back to this child in the West and said that nuclear war was bad, and he was going to do everything in his power to make sure the Soviet Union would remain a peaceful country.
Yeah, he didn't last long.
No,
he wasn't in power very long.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but he was not there.
So the
long.
Fifth grader was Samantha Smith, and I kind of remember a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1983 that happened. Okay. Anything else?
One other thing. Not the most positive history, and you probably wouldn't even consider it history because it's so recent. 2014, Flint, Michigan switched their water supply.
Yeah, that was a major disaster.
Oh, yeah.
It's still bad. I saw a report on it last night, actually.
Really? And it's they haven't improved it all this time?
Well, they've improved some of it, but they didn't finish the job, and it's just kind of swept under the rug. They still have bad water in Flint, Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. At least in parts of it.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Any birthdays? Yeah, we got a couple birthdays. One, one important
time.
To radio. I see here.
Okay.
I can't pronounce his first name, but Marconi. Marconi's birthday is today.
Okay.
1874, the inventor of radio.
Yeah, we salute him.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Marconi.
Another broadcaster, Edward Murrow, born today, 1908.
Edward R. Murrow.
Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Yes.
Ella Fitzgerald.
There were two of them. And
were there two of them?
One was
Ed Murrow.
He drove
an
ice cream truck.
Well, yeah, he had ice cream and milk.
Yes.
I remember him well. He had a nice little cap, a uniform.
He kept getting confused with, the broadcaster.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else celebrating birthday there, Sam?
I said Ella Fitzgerald, 1917, and then actor Al Pacino, 1940.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Good. Sounds good. Yeah, coming up a little bit later on, we've got a movie review. We're going to take a look at Civil War.
Oh, yes.
My little look at that.
Okay. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
And he spread the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree?
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture launched a brand new federal milk order that has nothing to do with price. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Instead, this federal order says that lactating cows must test negative for the bird flu avian influenza before they can be transported. Alan Bierga with the National Milk Producers Federation says he just hopes that this new federal order doesn't disrupt marketing.
Well, I mean, there's stability in the sense that we're reminding people that there should not be a disruption to the milk supply. You know, when you see milk futures moving, it's because of ideas of impact on supply and demand. And what you're seeing probably, most likely, is traders that are going to be betting that this is going to be affecting demand. Our job is to make sure that people stay calm in terms of looking at markets, right? Dairy is a nutritious product. It's a product that people rely upon. They can continue to rely on this nutrition, even as the industry itself has a little bit of disruption in terms of the interstate movement of cattle.
Alan Bierga is the Executive Vice President of Communications and Industry Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. He says the number one message that consumers need to hear, regardless of this federal order, is that milk and dairy products are safe to enjoy. Markets on the way. Research, promotion, and education, that's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
That was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam on the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity, along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states, to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 177. 40-pound block cheese dropped 2 cents to 174, while AA butter gained a quarter of a cent to 296 and three quarters per pound. This morning in Chicago, our May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 15 cents, 1763. June is down 21 at 1770. Right now, December corn's down a penny at 472. November soybeans down 7.5 at 1167. July new crop wheat up a penny right now at 614 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the markets. More food news anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com, including our podcast. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On my next show, I welcome brewery owner and classically trained singer Kirk Bangstad and singer Brentley Brehm and host of Civic Media's Max Inc., Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
If you want to wake up, gotta fill up your cup, coffee. Wanna stay up late, simply percolate, coffee.
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. It's John and Gordy broadcasting live from State Street near the Capitol, and it is a very, very cold morning.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's typical April.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, this is the way everything is like this all the time. I'm just looking at Up North News.
Yeah.
And they're saying that you should not remove your ice scraper from your car just yet. Wisconsin's average April snowfall ranges from a little more than 2 inches in Milwaukee to nearly 6.5 inches in Wausau. And on top of that, 3 to 4 inches of rain. April is typically Wisconsin's second rainiest month. Just behind June.
Look at you, Mr. Meteorologist, all of a sudden.
You know.
You're taking over. You're kind of encroaching on my territory here. And Brittany Merlot is probably getting ready to get on the phone, give us a call.
Well, yeah.
What are you getting into her turf for? Job. So there's only 5 days left of April, but it's 35 degrees this morning. And highs today about 59, according to the weather roulette wheel. So
and,
not going to be bad this afternoon.
But no,
big rain over the weekend.
It's going to be great, actually.
Tomorrow's going to be rainy, and then rain on Saturday, rain on Sunday. A lot of rain coming our way. We're talking about coffee because you spilled coffee all over yourself here. You're like, what happened?
I did. You know,
it went right down. And
the last thing you ever want to see is when you have a big giant thermos filled with coffee that you drink from.
Yeah,
and I don't know if this was ever a good idea. But I'm drinking it, and I noticed that the cover was screwed on incorrectly, kind of cockeyed, and of course it was, you know, dripping all over everything.
All over you.
Yeah, all over me. I have a wet leg now. I don't know what my car seat looks like at this point, but it's not a good thing to see.
How come it took you so long to notice?
Yeah, that is ridiculous, isn't it?
You had a dribble.
I was wondering why my arm was wet.
but you got it all right now. There's more coffee in the coffee room.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Thank goodness we got that going on. Have you checked out Jimmy Fallon lately?
I have.
I know you're a big fan of Jimmy Fallon, right?
Well, sure. He never deserved to get any of these late night shows.
Well, he did something I thought was kind of funny.
Okay.
You know, I don't watch him.
He is funny from time to time.
He is. Yes. Yeah. He runs his talk show more like a game show, though. It's kind of a game show party, but that's okay. He put up a little game. He started a little game, and the premise of it is he would say a slogan or a phrase or something, you'll get it. But is it a cartoon voice or is it the former orange president of the United States? Okay.
Do they show the cartoon voice on the show?
When they reveal the answer, yes.
Okay.
But this is radio, so we won't be doing that.
I get that. I'm trying to get the picture.
All right. Well, just roll it, Sam. We'll get the idea.
Check it out.
I'm going to show you a real quote, and it's up to you to decide who said it. And tonight, we're looking at quotes that could have been said by either Donald Trump or a cartoon character. Everyone have their clicker?
So they're going
to
vote on
it. Use those to vote. The first quote is, "Take me home, mommy. This is too tough for me." Was it former President Trump, or was that a famous cartoon character? All right, the votes are in. Let's see the results of the votes here. Oh, everyone thinks it's a cartoon. All right, let's see who said it.
"Take me home, mommy. This is too tough for me."
A cartoon character, guys.
"Take me home, mommy. This is too tough for me. Take me home."
Wow, that was him. All right, here's our next quote. It says, That's right. I am an expert at talking.
Oh, well, come on. Unless you're trying to fool us. This might be a cartoon character just to
That's
fool
right.
I think Trump?
It's definitely Trump, too.
All right, let's see the results. What the votes? What the votes say? Everyone said Trump. All right, who said it?
That's right. I am an expert at talking.
See, that was a cartoon character.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. What were you voting? Yeah.
This is a fun game. All right, here's our next quote. Ding, 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 boom, pshin, poom.
Oh, no.
I was going to go cartoon, but
I'm going to go Trump just for the heck of it.
Boom, 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 ding, boom, 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 boom.
Trump.
Boom, boom, ding, boom, ding, boom, boom.
Guy came up to me crying.
Okay, I'm going cartoon, but I think I'm wrong. Let's see the results. Yeah, everyone says Trump. Yeah, I think it was. Let's take a look. Who won?
Ding, 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 ding. Boom, pshin, boom.
That's definitely...
One more. Let's see. She got one more?
Take
one
me two. Home, mommy. All right. Where's Mercedes?
Yeah. Here's another quote here. It says, there's nothing better than properly done waffles with butter and syrup all over them.
Oh, shoot.
Who said it?
It's a cartoon
There's
character.
There's nothing better than properly done waffles with butter and syrup all over them.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Wow.
That's, man. So I've got another one coming up in a little while.
All right.
Because Trump's been doing something sort of unusual in court. And
oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to reveal yet what it was or what it is. But you'll want to stay tuned.
You know, I actually brought a cut in. I thought it was fairly interesting. Do we have any? Do we have time for this?
Yes.
For what? Sorry.
I know they're a little long.
Sorry, I thought you were asking for
The
something.
Daily Show. I brought in cut 125, and I just thought, it'd be a perfect spot.
Sure.
To talk about. You just brought it up.
Why
good
not?
Lead into that.
Okay.
What's going on in court, and it's not good. It's very ugly, and Fox News is pointing that out to us, especially Jesse Water, who is definitely an ass kisser. Let's try this.
So they've taken away his freedom of speech, and now they've taken away his freedom of movement. I mean, they had more allowances for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Okay. That sounds wild. How is Trump being treated worse than the mastermind of 9/11?
The guy needs exercise. He's usually golfing. And so you're going to put a man who's almost 80 sitting in a room like this on his butt for all that time? It's not healthy. He needs sunlight, and he needs activity. He needs to be walking around. He needs action. It's really cruel and unusual punishment to make a man do that.
Look, we all know how Donald Trump loves exercise. Because of this trial, he's been morbidly obese for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
I mean, though, would Trump even want fresh air and exercise? These actually sound like the punishments the judge would give Trump if he's convicted.
Yeah, I know. He's like, fresh air and exercise, just give me the death penalty.
But this isn't lawfare, it's torture. They're making a 77-year-old man sit inside a dingy room for 8 hours straight, 4 days a week.
Wow. 8 hours a day, 4 days a week. It's literally torture, or as the rest of the world calls it, a job. a part-time job, to be fair.
I mean, this is the same guy who's asking to be president of the United States. I mean, that's got to be at least a 40-hour a week gig. I mean, is he going to get overtime?
Also, I thought Trump was supposed to be the young, vigorous candidate in the race. Now when he needs sympathy, suddenly he's a poor, elderly man, crippled by the weight of his own body, pulverizing his bones into dust against the chair.
They're telling the entire world, all the wackos, this is where the former president's going to be, at this date, at this time, surrounded by high-rise buildings.
Yes, it's very dangerous for people to know Trump's exact location, which is why he lives in a nondescript building with his name on the front.
The Trump campaign also tells us where he's going to be and exactly when. They're called Trump rallies, and it's how I know where to go to get yelled at.
And the worst part about him being on trial is that they're just treating him like he's some kind of criminal defendant.
Today, the former president of the United States, if he leaves court to go to the restroom, jail. If he calls the prosecutor corrupt, jail. If Trump moves or says anything, they scream, jail.
Unbelievable.
If he mixes recycling, jail. His favorite Batman, Christian,
bail.
Yeah. His favorite vegetable, French fries. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely not kale. Yeah. But he is going to jail.
He's going to go to jail. That's a tough life, you know. I've never, ever understood the exercise element to golfing. I just don't get that.
Well, there is very little.
You just walk from one hole to the next.
That's it.
It's not a big strain.
And he doesn't walk. He takes the golf cart.
Right, exactly.
So there's no exercise really involved. Just get out, hit the ball, get in the golf cart.
I mean, it's as if Jabba the Hutt would have had a golf cart. My God.
When was the last time you went golfing? It's been more than 10 years for me.
Oh, my God. 15, it's like 40 years 20. For me. You know, it was one of those golden moments where I was actually trying to kind of rub shoulders with executives.
Sure.
You know, I thought, let me try this out just a little bit. And, of course, I went way overboard, went out and got golf clubs, extra longs.
Sure.
And this guy was really a really great guy. And I thought, now this is, we got a lot in common, movies, TV shows, stuff like that. We'll go out in a golf range and just, you know, have a lot of great discussions. But instead, he took a job in Chicago.
So you had the golf clubs?
And that was it. I had the golf clubs forever.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I did eventually give up because I didn't want to cart those from one apartment to the next, like a piano, you know?
Yeah. I tried in my earlier years to learn golf, and I got sort of okay, you know, so I wouldn't totally embarrass myself. I got good enough to go out with, a few business associates occasionally and do that kind of thing. But if you don't do it all the time, you lose those skills.
Yes.
You know, and so, yeah, it just kind of faded away. But there are really a lot of good golf courses around Madison. Beautiful courses.
There are.
But I don't know how much, you know, they say golf is sort of trending down, but I think every time I drive by a course around here, they've got people out there.
I don't know why.
Well, what, you don't know why
it's
they're
not
out
exercise.
There?
It's just ridiculous waste of time.
It's just recreational.
You know, I used to say that too on the air in my previous jobs, and I think that's why Doug Moe refused to be on my show anymore.
Well, he's a big golfer. I know he is.
And his son is a professional golfer.
I didn't know that.
Or close to it, or was trying to be.
Really?
And it was a long time ago. I don't know whatever happened to his son in golf.
We should get Doug in here. He doesn't like to get up early in the morning.
Well, Sam, you've tried, right?
Yeah.
Or no?
What, golfing?
No.
reaching out to Doug Moe,
trying to get him on the program.
No, you never gave me his number.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got his.
All right, now you've opened the can of worms. Okay. What about you and golfing?
Yeah.
My grandpa really likes to golf, so I went with him once when I was basically a kid still, but I don't know.
Do you understand why anybody would do it?
I mean, it seemed kind of fun, but like, I don't know. I wonder if this is a thing more widespread in my generation or even before, like people my age. People almost have like a moral complaint against golf because of like the land that's used to make golf courses, and also it seems kind of like a rich person's sport.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't have that many complaints about it. If people want to play golf, then let them play golf.
I was playing golf with my son one time on the Notre Dame golf course over there in South Bend, Indiana, and this Asian gentleman came along. He didn't speak English, but he wanted to join us, and we're like, okay.
Wow.
So now we got a threesome. And so we're golfing, you know, hole to hole. Everything's going fine. All of a sudden, he just stops. He goes, I got to go. You know, I mean, that's all. He didn't speak English, but he just took off. And we're like, what happened? Yeah. You know, and we found out later there was a news story that there was a golfer out on the Notre Dame golf course, and he had like a huge amount of cash with him. And he dropped it somewhere.
No.
It was like $5,000.
Oh my God!
So that's why he took off.
He
was backtracking, and it was the guy we were golfing with. God. I don't know if he ever found it. I don't know the rest of the story, but it was just weird because suddenly he just took off. You know, just running across the golf course with.
Okay, this is a little inside, but Catherine, did she ever find her wallet?
She did.
Okay, great.
Yeah, she did. It was in the car.
I was worried about that. I know. Sometimes it falls between the seat, and you really can't find it.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
That's what I understand.
Just predict that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew these things.
Do you?
You know, just ask.
I didn't know that you, it happened a couple of days ago. Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, great.
Everything worked
great.
Out
everything's
just
fantastic.
Fine. Okay.
I want to get to some Christian evangelical pastor's rant.
And that's coming up.
Yes.
Yes. Next, the John and Gordy Show for a Thursday morning. How you doing? Rise and shine. Shake a leg. Up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM,
the
1580
pad.
AM, and all over
the
social media dials. Just check us out if you can and go to the Civic Media app as well and text us and give us a call. And we do have a call right now. Mark is on the line. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, as far as the first golf course, the only thing worse than watching golf on television is being forced to play the damn game.
Yes, yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Thank you for crystallizing our thoughts.
That's perfect.
Yeah. You're a golfer? Are you a golfer, Mark?
I was when I was a kid, and I was actually, okay at it, but and my folks both liked it, but I just, just couldn't get into it.
There seems to be something in common with all of us. You know, we've tried it, and then we ended up hating it.
Right. Yes.
So it's not a good not a good record for golf. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Mark. I appreciate the call on that and your perspective.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, Trump's Bible is getting some kind of reaction on the right.
The $60 Bible?
Evangelicals aren't really happy with it. Now they're fighting back. They're really disappointed in Trump for doing this and including other documents within the Bible itself, within the covers. And I understand the cover is rather cheap. Vinyl.
Is it?
Yeah. It's supposed to look like leather, but it's really not. Anyway, here's a evangelical pastor ranting about how disgusting this Bible really is. It's 129. All right, let's listen to this.
Okay.
When you don't read and pray, you say, wow, there's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No. No, it's disgusting.
Yes.
It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Okay.
Pretty much, you know where he's coming from.
I think so. Okay. Yeah, no question.
All right, now this is an incredible revelation. There's a guy online, and yeah, I know it's going to play on words there. But there's a guy online that analyzed the Bible released by Trump.
Really?
And this
he critiqued it?
Yes, and this came out in that critique. This is cut 131. You won't believe this. In fact, I'm hoping that this is true. Listen to this.
As we see, Tim point out that this Bible has the God Bless the USA lyrics, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a couple of other things immediately after the book of Revelation ends. That's rather striking because one of the last verses of Revelation says this, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." In fact, you can see verse 18 in the upper left-hand corner of this picture, just before the God Bless the USA Bible goes into adding all these nationalistic documents.
There you go.
Wow. Oh, no.
So all the plagues will now be hoisted onto Trump. Well, who knew, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's right there in Revelations.
That's amazing. Here he's just trying to make a few extra bucks, and now he's bringing on the plague.
The plagues of the world will be foisted onto Trump, on the person who does this, who adds pages to the Bible.
Guess that franchise didn't work out the way they thought.
I hope he gets vaccinated.
Maybe.
No, he's not going to get vaccinated, so I guess, you know, whatever plague it is, it's on him.
That's awful. Hey, you know, a little bit later, but by the way, let's just switch gears for a second. Sports world, right? Sure. Milwaukee Brewers are doing really well to start the season.
Yes.
And today they have one of these early morning games. I don't know how they've done this, but Major League Baseball has made some changes, you know, recently. Like last year, they have a pitch clock now that they actually follow.
They got
24 seconds or whatever it is. Can't remember. And, you know, they've tightened up the game so it goes faster. And
I understand. They don't allow white on the pitcher's glove.
Right. They do.
You knew that?
I've heard that.
They had to change. I guess the Cubs pitcher had to exchange his glove because he had a white.
It's distracting.
White flag sticker on his glove.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
It distracts the batter.
The batter,
you're not supposed to have anything like that.
They're easily distracted. That easily distracted.
Yes, they are. They're very sensitive.
What if they're dressed in white? What if their uniform is white?
Okay, that's different.
Okay.
Like the Yankees uniform.
None of this
uniform
makes any sense. Sports never did make sense to me.
The Milwaukee Brewers are playing the Pittsburgh Pirates today at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. That's right. Just a few hours
from
now. 11 a.m.
It's not a morning game.
Well, they're in Pittsburgh. So, you know, that's noon in Pittsburgh, but still. You can listen on the on WRCE in Richland Center, also WRJN in Racine, and also Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. In Oshkosh, and in Park Falls, also at 98Q Country. All right. Check out the Brewers. They're in first place in their division. Cubs are right behind them.
Right behind them.
Of course, I'm a big Cubs fan, as I know your wife, Ann, is.
Yes, very much.
She and I are always rooting for the Cubbies. Yeah.
We had to get a whole new lineup of clothing for her.
Did you really? Why?
She gets a little dissatisfied with the old stuff from last year, so you know we got to get new Cubs outfits. And,
really?
She's like, well, yeah. Not only that, but she is a very big fan of Barbie, as I am, and Ken. Of course, can't forget Ken.
Okay.
Ken enough. Anyway.
Right. Yeah.
She is now. And I remember.
Where are you going?
I've told you this story before, but she knitted an entire Thor costume. And it's not knitting, but it's close to that. I can't remember what crocheting, whatever this thing is. Now she's crocheting these little tiny jackets and sweaters for Barbie that have the Cubs thing on it.
She really has too much time on her hands.
She's got too much time.
Get right back to writing books.
I know. Take care of the Kraken. You know,
let's take care
of my one-year-old border collie. Oh, God.
Insane dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that's got to wrap it up for our first hour here, but we've got a lot more coming up. In fact, we've got Joe Biden doing some stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And more on what is Trump up to in court. There's something going on. There's a whole sideshow happening.
It is.
That's coming up.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time as we discuss non-disclosure agreements. Are you for him or against him? And also Sasquatch. Is he a real thing? And what's he really responsible for?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, Wisconsin. It's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.